While generally speaking, one always says a bracha before eating any food, during a bread meal, one generally recites hamoitzi and no other brachas during the course of the meal. Why is this true, that foods eaten during a bread meal are exempt from their own independent bracha? And the question arises, is there a minimum quantity of bread which must be consumed in order to exempt the other foods eaten during the meal? Also, the question arises, which foods are not included in this general rule and still require their own unique bracha even during a bread meal? Another question that comes up is, should one say a bracha on a fruit cup served as an appetizer? And what about making a bracha on dessert? And if one does say a bracha on dessert, which desserts? Is it all desserts or only certain specific ones? Another relevant question that comes up in the current topic is, a food that generally requires its own bracha even during a bread meal, would it help to exempt this food if one ate it together with a little bread? Additionally, the question arises, when they clear away the tables at a chasna to make room for dancing and then afterwards serve dessert, since this is now after the conclusion of the meal, even if it's before Birchas Hamazon, does this require one to say a bracha rishayna and even a bracha achrayna on the dessert served after clearing away the tables? Another interesting question raised is that we learned previously that Pas Habo B'Kisnan is technically bread, and that each of the three types of Pas Habo B'Kisnan are a suffix whether they are true bread or Pas Habo B'Kisnan. We will learn in the current lesson that the bracha on bread covers nearly everything that's eaten together with it. Accordingly, the question arises whether cake, cookies, and crackers, which are all suffix Pas Habo B'Kisnan, would exempt other foods eaten together with them since they are a suffix that they may be bread, which exempts all other foods eaten with it. These questions and more will be covered in the current topic.